Those of us who grew up in and around Alabama politics have coined a descriptive term for a person who is totally obsessed with seeking political office constantly and tirelessly without reservation or concern for their physical, mental, or financial welfare. This person will run for high elected office at all cost. The term I like to use to describe that person is named for the man who best exemplified that obsession, George Wallace. Therefore, someone who's driven by obsession to win high public office, in my opinion, has the George Wallace syndrome. The Alabama baby boomer who was eaten up with the George Wallace syndrome more than any other I know was Don Siegelman. Siegelman ran nonstop since he was a student at the University of Alabama in the 1960s. He was successful. He was president of the student government of Alabama, went on to become Alabama's Secretary of State, Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, and finally, his life's dream of governor. There's an old saying that you don't ever want to run against somebody who wants it more than you and will outwork you. Siegelman was never outworked. He was relentless and focused on the ultimate prize, governor of Alabama. Siegelman reminded me so much of George Wallace, he truly deserves the award for having the Wallace syndrome. He and Wallace were both so consumed with politics and being governor that neither one of them could tell you what they were eating when you had lunch with them. Eating was a sideline to any political discussion they were having and calling lunch. They ate because they had to eat to survive. Siegelman was always a little more liberal than most Alabamians, though. Therefore, he grew up admiring the more progressive Alabama political icons. He admired our progressive New Deal Democratic senators, Lister Hill and John Sparkman. But the utmost idol in administration for young liberal politicians of my era was Big Jim Folsom. Big Jim was truly a progressive on physical and social issues, and all liberals like Siegelman just admired Big Jim. As Siegelman was beginning his first foray in Alabama politics, he was campaigning hard all day for Secretary of State and wound up late in the day in Cullman. Well, old Big Jim in his latter years camped out at a truck stop along the interstate there in Cullman. Big Jim was drinking coffee, and Siegelman spotted his lifelong liberal hero and liberal idol, Big Jim, and went over to introduce himself. Siegelman gave Big Jim his spiel and what he was doing and how his campaign for Secretary of State was going. He gave Big Jim the story of his pedigree concerning all his educational degrees, University of Alabama student government president, Georgetown Law School, and Oxford in England. Big Jim listened intently to the young politician and sipped on his coffee. Now, folks, you've got to realize, even though Big Jim was a progressive on physical and race matters, he was pretty down home when it came to country politics and patronage and homespun talking to folks. Big Jim was also pretty pragmatic and plain-spoken. Big Jim looked at Siegelman and said, "Boy, are you asking my advice about your campaign?" Siegelman said, "I sure am, Governor. I'd love it." Big Jim said, "Well, first of all, boy, you need to change your name. Ain't nobody in Op going to vote for some boy named Siegelman. First of all, you can't say it. And secondly, it don't sound like a good regular Alabama Baptist or Methodist name like Smith or Jones. And you better tell folks you went to Oxford High School in Calhoun County and not someplace in England. And thirdly, boy, don't you know you can't steal any money in that job?" Thank y'all for listening.